Blasé doing Hating It, her interpretation of the score of Salome Vogelin's track on the Paint Your Lips While Singing Your Favorite Pop Song.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXC, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Listen in, y'all.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Garrett Roach in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses, Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1980 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to close out the decade by my arbitrary measures on a mixed note musically. Peek behind the curtain, I was dreading looking through this and the next year, the lingering fumes of the 70s creating a weird interrogum as the 80s formulate. So I researched both at the same time to be prepared if what I found didn't meet my tastes and standards. In reverse, 81 made a sudden turn for the better in the second half, especially important as there aren't many standards I could fill time with covers, remixes, etc. While 1980 is majority those. So today we'll be hearing from quote-unquote less-remembered hits by Bernadette Peters, Johnny Lee, SOS Gang, and a history-making hit by Benny Mardones. Everything else we'll hear are several interpretations and reinterpretations of defining one-hitters from the dawn of the 80s by Devo, Gary Numan, Lips Inc., The Vapors, and introducing the wider world to a new genre, the Sugar Hill Gang. Now, let's speak some geek. The strikes may be over, but the WGA remains vigilant. The Guild told Deadline they've notified Amazon Studios their failure to recommence several writing rooms after the strike is a violation of the agreement, as studios were obligated to return writers to work immediately upon approval, and threatened to bring legal action against Amazon and any studio that violates agreement to recover compensation, interest on late payments, and benefit contributions that resulted from the delay. The mouse may have to pay up for years of unequal pay. A Los Angeles judge has ruled former Disney staffers LaRonda Rasmussen and Karen Moore's lawsuit over gender-based pay disparity can become a class action suit, paving the way for nearly 10,000 women who could join the lawsuit with a potential payout in the hundreds of millions. Plaintiffs allege Disney violated the Fair Employment and Housing Act and California's Equal Pay Act and seek at least $150 million in lost wages. The wave of the future for streaming subscriptions looks to be taking form, as first the Wall Street Journal reported Paramount and Apple Plus have begun discussing and bundling their respective services at a discounted price. Meanwhile, Verizon has begun bundling ad-supported Netflix and Max together. The momentum for Coyote vs. Acme seeing the light of day in spite of Darth Zaslav's plans continues, as after a screening, notable attendees such as Lord & Miller, Paul Scheer, and Everything Everywhere co-director Daniel Chinnerick rained praise on the live-action animated buddy comedy. Deadline followed up later with an update on the bidding, claiming Paramount is leading the pack with a theatrical release on the cards, while Amazon is on the fence. That column also claimed an anonymous filmmaker told them they put a project of Warner's on hold in the hopes they'll be sold again in the near future. Beginning today's first set from the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, here's Johnny Lee, Looking for Love.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers, never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. Did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger just like a friend. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love.
Too late to win.
just heard today's first cover, the Devo-produced kids band Dev 2.0 covering Whip It, the original peaking at number 14 on November 15th, 1980, beginning a long, arduous journey for the Spud Boys from misunderstood punchlines to respected trailblazers and, sadly, prophets. Before that, was the legendary Bernadette Peters' brush with Billboard success, Gee Whiz, which made it to number 31 on May 31st. The set began with a hit single from a Travolta classic, Johnny Lee's Looking for Love off the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, peaking at number 5 on September 20th. The Marvel reshuffling continues, deadline breaking that Shang-Chi, Helmer, Destin Daniel Cretton has decided to step away from Avengers the Kang Dynasty to focus on his other developing MCU projects, Wonder Man and the Shang-Chi sequel. Another show, more Fantastic Four cast and rumors. We start with the most solid source, deadline breaking that while nothing has been signed, it's looking increasingly likely Pedro Pascal will play another famous genre daddy, Reed Richards, with scheduling around his many other projects the remaining factor. Meanwhile, vet scooper Daniel Richmond posted over Thanksgiving Anya Taylor-Joy is sought for an undisclosed villain. Confirmed, though, is Steven Yeun's role in 2025 Thunderbolts, as Invincible creator Robert Kirkman let slip on livestream he'll be playing, as rumored, tragic hero of the century. If rumors are true, then Drew Goddard will get his chance to step into the Spider-Verse. Cabin in the Woods Helmer is said by Daniel RBK to be the top choice to direct a potential fourth MCU Spidey installment. Years after Sony's Sinister Six, which he left as showrunner for Daredevil to develop, got all webbed up in development hell. Over at the nascent DCU, casting for Superman Legacy is mostly filled in the remaining big names, and also added a surprise villain. Nicholas Holt will go from Bluford prequel beast to a smooth pate as the new Lex Luthor, deadline broke. Tagging along David Cornsweet as Big Blue and Rachel Brosnahan as Lois will be Righteous Gemstone Skylar Gisondo as Jimmy Olsen. While Portuguese model slash actress Sarah Sampaio will portray Luthor's right-hand Miss Testmacher. The super-powered threat the last son of Krypton of Hello Capes appearing will face is the cybernetic second engineer from Stormwatch and the Authority, thus explaining those debunked rumors, portrayed by Animal Control's Maria Gabriela de Faria. To first be referenced but not appearing in Superman is a new face of DC's Gordon Gekko, Maxwell Lord. First portrayed in live-action by Pedro Pascal, the League benefactor turned psychic tyrant will now be portrayed by Sean Gunn. There can still only be one, as Lionsgate has resumed development of the dormant Highlander reboot to be headlined by Henry Cavill. Director Chad Stahelski told The Wrap another thing there will still be in the reboot is that classic Queen soundtrack, albeit in a different manner. Let me start the next piece by getting something off my chest. Dear Cinemaphiles, let Greta make her Narnia movies without wine and she's being lost to blockbusters. I truly, seriously, definitively doubt she'll never make it another grounded human drama again. She's just cashing that pink blank check like Miller used his from Fury Road to make his weird genie romance before returning to the post-apocalyptic wastelands. Yes, it happens, but I don't think she's going to follow those up with, I don't know, Polly Pocket or Wonder Woman. Although the latter might be interesting. Anyway, after Netflix's Scott Stuber told Collider the new adaptation would shoot next year, the exec also made a shocking reveal to Variety. It had already been said Gerwig would direct two movies about the land of furry Jesus, but those two movies will apparently cover the entire book series. Concluding the segment with a, is this what I wanted after all moment? Finally, we are getting a Gargoyles reboot. The Hollywood Reporter breaking a Disney Plus series is in development, shepherded by James Wan's Atomic Monster and Annabelle writer Gary Dauberman. However, it will apparently have just Goliath awaken in modern New York as a late 90s movie pitch would have done. And, it just better turn out at the end of the season the rest of the clan is still out there somehow. Still, a wink and no comment from creator Greg Weisman in a recent interview seems to indicate he's not being shut out. So now here's my main advice slash demand. Keith David must be offered the chance to reprise Goliath. No ifs, ands, or buts. It should be his role to turn down. You guys don't want the headache Bayformers got when they almost didn't bring back Peter Cullen as Optimus. Taking us into the second half is funk classic Take Your Time by the SOS Band.
watching it fall apart. And I would wait till the end of time for you and do it again. It's true, I can't measure my love. There's nothing to compare it to. But I want you to know.
Forgotten Geek continues on WGXC. We started off that set with the SOS band's Take Your Time, Do It Right, peaking on the Billboard Top 40 at number 3 on August 16, 1980. Then came the 2019 V3 Dirty Work remix of Into the Night by Benny Mardones, the original release making it to number 11 on September 6th, and then becoming the second song to hit the Top 20 twice, after Chubby Checker's version of The Twist, peaking at number 20 in 1989, thanks to LA DJ Scott Shannon's Where Are They Now segment from that year. Now comes a full set paying tribute to the last great disco hit, Lips Inc.'s Funky Town. The original peaked at number 1 on May 31st, and will journey through covers, mashups, and samplings, starting with Spanish children's band's Parchís contemporary rendition.
Thank you.
The Funky Town tribute started with Parcheesi's rendition, followed by Closer But It's Funky Town by William R. Onsi mashups, and concluded with a sampling by Soul Waxer and Y Lips. Now we come to the two other new wave hits of the year, along with another dose of Devo. Covering Gary Numan's top 10 classic, here's Cats and Jammers with Cars. We'll be right back.
picture of me and you. You wrote, I love you. I wrote me too. I sit there staring and there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel and soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all on myself. I want a doctor to take your picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You've got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning on, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I've got your picture, I've got your picture. I'd like a million of them all on myself. I want a doctor to take your picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You've got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning and I'm turning on. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's when I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Last day of the show began with Cats and Jammers' Twist on Cars, the Gary Numan classic peaking at number 9 on Billboard on June 7th, 1980. Then Leather Strip industrialized Whip It. Lastly, The Vapor's mildly problematic classic Turning Japanese, peaking at number 36 on November 29th, was covered by Kirsten Dunst. Yes, OG Claudia Mary Jane was the voice you just heard before, from a music video made from the 2009 Pop Life exhibit at London's Tate Modern Museum. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with The Year in Geek. Stay safe as we go out with our last cover. The Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight slipped into the 1980 Top 40, peaking at number 36 on January 12th, bringing a guest aid in rap revolution to the masses. Here, with a contemporary gender flip response, are Xanadu and Sweet Lady.
Gonna try to move your feet. See, I am. them sweet ladies, and I'd like to say hello. I'm gonna rock you to the red, the brown, and the green, the purple, and yellow. But first, I'm gonna bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say, oh, jump the boogie to the bang, bang. He says, stop, you don't stop. Rock the ring that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I've brought two friends along. And next on the mark is my friend Zen. Come on, Zen, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm a C-A-S-N-A-O-V-A, and the rest is F-O-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mist. These reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 5'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Jackie Kennedy, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, definitely ain't the wad. I got a Lincoln Continental and sunroof Cadillac. So at the school, I take a dip in the pool, which is rarely on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the next play basketball. Hear me talking about the checkbook really costs more money. I've been a sucker to ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker nor a punk for a rocker nor a dime till I made it again. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? I met a super fine guy, gonna get us some style. Now we're driving a double OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your guy starts acting up, then you take his friend. A sweet lady, my girl, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat ain't stopping till the break of dawn. I said a S-I-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I go by the unforgettable name of the medical sister G. Well, my name is known all over the world on all the talks of men and the tricky guys. The silliest guy in history called the girl by the M-A-C-G. Well, it's spinning the high, spinning the low. The beat starts slipping into your toes. You start popping your fingers, stomping your feet, and moving your body while you're sitting in the seat. I said, damn, and start doing the freak. I said, damn, right out of your seat. Then you hold your head, eye in the hair. You're rocking to the beat, check it in the hair. You're rocking to the beat without a kick. Now the short shot MC is plenty of girls. Now I'm not so sure as the rest of the game, but I'm rocking to the beat just the same. I got a little face, a pair of brown eyes, and a many few guys get hypnotized. And it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat ain't stopping till the break of dawn. I said on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot soda pops, it pops, it pops. Baby, see the pops, it pops, pops. The beat ain't stopping. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got.
I guess by now, start moving your feet and start doing the bump. Cause that's okay, say keep in stride. Cause you're here to do is build your behind. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I'm singing on and on and on and on and on. That's right, y'all. I get on the floor. I gotta beat you here, I'm gonna beat you there. I'm gonna beat you out of this atmosphere. Because you're one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I say if you feel it at your behind. I say one, two, three, four. Come on, girl, I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to blow your mind. I say one, two, three, four. Tell me, sweet lady, what you're waiting for.
I said a hip hop, a hip it to the hip hip hop, and you don't stop rapping to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. A Scooby Doo rock, we rock, a Scooby Doo. I guess what? Jamaica, we love you. And then you rock to the rock, so much soul. And then you rock to the rock, whether young or old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but you like hot butter on a breakfast toast. So work it out. A baby brother, then you move it to the boogie, bang bang the boogie to the boogie, beat beat beat, so much so to me. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
And then a hip hop, a hip, a hip it, a hip hip hop, and you don't stop. Work it out, a baby brother, work it out, a baby brother, to the boogie, bang bang the boogie, bang bang the rhythm of the boogie beat. I say can't wait till the end of the week when I rap into the rhythm of the groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. A baby that you cannot beat. I do a swing, then a rock, then a shuffle your feet. I let's change up and dance couple feet. And when your body heat comes to rhythm they meet, wait a little while so you don't get weak. I know a girl in Zen has more wine than the city sand. So come on, man, I sing that song to the rhythm of the boogie, bang, bang, bang. Have you ever been to a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni cheese tastes like glue and the chicken tastes like wood. And the food stop button, you say that you ain't feeling good. And your friends say, mommy ain't finished up all them food. So your heart stop pumping and you think of a lie, saying you're already ate. And your friends say, mama, he just being polite, so pass some more on his plate. And then you say, that's it, I gotta leave this place. I don't care what these people say. Instead of sitting here making myself nauseated by the subway food that's thick.
run to the door feeling ill from the food you just ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectin. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today?
Say what?
Get a super fine guy, gonna get some stand, drive off in a double OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday inn. I say if your guy's still acting up,